What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning on a Tuesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. We are all ready to go on a Tuesday because we have a lot to talk about.
Big day yesterday.
Yeah, Frank Ragnow, sudden retirement. Big story for the Lions. John Jansen hanging out with the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, yes.
Stories with that. And the return of Parker Meadows. Why don't we start with the Tigers who walloped the White Sox last night?
I mean, they could have used a visit from the Pope yesterday. It did not go well for them.
You think he was watching?
I don't know. Maybe he just gets a are they allowed to have cell phones? Maybe he gets a notification.
Ding, Carpenter went and got it again.
Yeah, your team is a losers. spend a little more time praying for them. Kerry Carpenter, 3 hits, all of them bombs. And here's where I thought it was great. This was AJ Hinch before the game calling his shot, and he was I'm with Dan Dickerson, you know, with AJ just before the game, and it was a celebration a little bit of being able to put Parker Meadows as a leadoff hitter, which then meant Kerry Carpenter didn't have to bat leadoff, and he actually said, it'll be really nice to have Kerry in the middle of the lineup where more guys are on base and he's more comfortable and he's just free to swing away. All of a sudden, hey, first at bat, boom, second at bat, boom, and just kept on rolling. 3 home runs. AJ literally called it, said, hey, he's much more comfortable and can swing away. Now, the last one, I think, was a solo home run, so nobody's on base, but we'll take him any way we can get him.
He had 3 home runs the entire month of May. He had 3 last night. The Tigers have a big commanding lead in the division without him heating up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you throw Parker in the leadoff spot. You get Carp back in the heart of the order.
By the way, Parker Meadows, 2-for-4.
With a double and a triple.
Mm-hmm.
2 3 walks.
Runs.
And he had a diving play in center field because of course he did. It's like he tried to make up for missing 2 months all in one night, like double, triple, couple walks, stolen base, diving catch. It's the full Parker Meadows experience.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. This team was up more than a handful of games without him. And he was such a big part of winning at the end of last year. He's just a winning player. All the things he does, base running, defense, what he can do at the plate.
And add another position to Javier Baez. Shortstop, back in the infield. That's the other thing AJ Hinch talked about is it allows, hey, make sure Javi has his infielder's glove ready to go. Mm-hmm. So he starts out at shortstop and then at some point moves over to second base. Now he's played center. He's played third, short, second. Has he played one of the corner outfields?
I don't know. No, I don't believe so. No.
No, but I mean, is there a world this year where he plays every position other than catcher.
So I believe it's a Don Kelly. You have to, it's like a bingo card and you check him off as the season goes.
At that
I don't
point,
think he'll just, catch, but you never rule it out.
Well, no, I mean, that's why I said, could he play every position but catch? You know, can he be a, you know, if they're up big, I thought maybe last night they'd put him up and let him pitch.
Let him throw.
In the ninth inning.
Well,
why not?
He did a little second base with the Mets. Like, I don't know. It's a great story because he has no ego. You know, for the highest paid position player on the team, no ego. It's just another check in the culture column for the mm-hmm. Tigers. Look, beating up on the White Sox, I saw the joke. It's good that Parker Meadows got a few more games against a AAA squad before the weekend. Like, they're bad. They're very bad. And it's getting lost how bad they are because the Colorado Rockies exist.
Oh, I know. What, they were 10 and 50? 51 yesterday? I'm not sure.
9 and 50 at one point. Did they win?
Yeah, they're 10
they did.
50.
They beat the
yes.
Marlins.
Yeah, they're on a one game heater.
Heating up out there.
Mm-hmm. Minus 183 run differential.
John, we still have like 100 ball games.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And to put it in context with what we're celebrating here in Detroit,
yeah.
The first team, the only team with 40 wins, mm-hmm. so they have the best record in baseball, and in context, again, more context here, the New York Yankees, 36 wins, Tigers 40. The Seattle Mariners, these are just division leaders, mm-hmm. 32 wins, Tigers 40. The New York Mets, 38 wins, Tigers 40. Mm-hmm. Chicago Cubs, they'll be in town this weekend, 37 wins, Tigers 40. And the Dodgers, 36 wins, Tigers 40. So I will ask you, now that I've said it 10 times, how many wins did the Tigers have?
40. Why is it like, is it in the two grand slam or something? No, is he like conditioning us?
Plus 98 run differential. That's how it all started because we're talking about the Rockies at minus 183. So, yeah, they are also tied the biggest run differential.
I don't want to back up for a second. You said the Tigers are plus like 90 something?
Plus 98. Yes.
The Rockies are double that, the opposite direction.
The opposite direction.
So the best team in baseball is plus 90. The worst team is minus 180.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. Yes, do if we're rounding off. but we should round up if we're going to round off.
So I just mean
plus
100. That's ugly. That is ugly. Anyway, it's a choose your headline kind of night for the Tigers. I would choose Parker Meadows as the headline. You could choose Carey hitting a hat trick, three home runs. First Tiger to hit three home runs in a game since V-Mart back mm-hmm. in 2016. You could highlight the defense, John, because Riley Green had a play in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And how about this bizarro?
That was in the top 10 this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
And how about the bizarro 2-5 pop out?
Yeah, Dingler to McKinstry.
Yeah.
When things are going your way.
When the catcher, when it goes in and out of catcher's mitt and foul territory, bounces off what the like shin or calf of your third baseman who then catches it on a second bobble, essentially.
Got the ice cream cone. Things are just going your way, and it all evens out.
Did that make the top plays?
That, I don't know if that was in the top plays or not. I can't remember now.
Okay.
But I know the Riley Green one was, but it's when we say it all evens out, right? They're playing against Boston, and all of a sudden, hey, a home run is robbed, and it's feel like it's going to drop into play, and then all of a sudden, hey, there's a center fielder there to pick up the mess. All right, you lose one there, you gain one here. In 162, the ball is going to bounce your way sometimes. The ball's not going to bounce your way sometimes. But this has been a consistently good baseball team. 40 wins.
How many games up in the division right now? Like six, seven?
Six and a half over Cleveland, seven over the Minnesota Twins, 8.5 over the Kansas City Royals, and they gained another game on the Chicago White Sox.
They're up
21.5.
Wow. I ask because they should win, what, the next three here? At least two of the next three here?
Yeah.
And they should only continue to pack away and bank away wins in the division. This weekend's big against the Cubs, though. This would be great games to go to the ballpark. Friday night, school will start, all this stuff. But it just keeps building on itself, man. Like, there's no slowing down with this baseball team.
It's so much fun to watch this team. And obviously on nights like last night. Mm-hmm. It's an hour later because it's the central time zone. And I would like the tip of the cap to Kerry Carpenter especially, because when you're up, in the second inning, 5-0. After the fourth, you're up 8-0. Yeah. You know, some of us who have to get up early do get a chance to lay our head on the pillow and go to bed. And you get the updates on your phone when you wake up in the morning. Oh, Kerry Carpenter hit another one.
People were staying up late to see if he hit four. because it's never happened. A Tiger has never hit four home runs in a game, and he certainly made a shot at it. Yeah, play for it. Tom, what was your headline? I know your guy is Parker Meadows. I'm assuming that was the big takeaway for you.
He was great, but I mean, somebody hit three home runs in a game. That's the headline. And I did stay up to watch the fourth at bat, by the way.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I know he had a fly out.
Yeah. No, it
there was a chance if they got two on in the ninth, he would get a one more shot at it.
Nah, but no, never I wasn't going to stay for that. Okay. But no, it was the four in a row, too, that I wanted to see. I mean, it's a very unique feat, four home runs in a game. I think it's right there with the amount of perfect games that have happened in all of history.
Mm-hmm.
It's super rare.
Who had the last one? I know Josh Hamilton had a four home run game. Has someone done it more recently?
Something in the back of my head is saying either happened this year or last year.
A four home run?
Yes.
Okay.
So
we can look it up. But so you think it's Carey sliding down into the heart of the order here and mashing?
Yeah, because that's what Meadows does. So Meadows is the B headline, but it puts the power down. I mean, I wasn't crazy about Carpenter leading off. I mean, I know that's a trend in baseball. Like Schwarber does it out in Philly some, and I just there's no runners on. You want to bring him home. Oh, you don't put a home run hitter at the top of the lineup. You at least put him second.
The last one actually happened this year.
Yes, wow. I thought there was one.
April 26th. Eugenio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this. It was Suarez, wasn't it?
Suarez, yes. April 26th, 2025 for the D-backs.
Former and maybe future Tiger.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually the last one before that was also a D-backs. Any guesses?
Goldschmidt?
Former Tiger?
Oh.
Goldschmidt's a good guy. Former Tiger.
Oh, JD.
Oh, JD yeah, Martinez. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's former Tigers
that
go to play
in the
Arizona.
Mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Yep. Scooter Bennett, 2017, twice in that year. Scooter Gennett, not Bennett. Scooter Gennett for the Reds.
And then it was Hamilton.
Yes, Josh Hamilton, Rangers, May 8, 2012.
Josh Hamilton's one of those guys, man. When he was on and he had his head right and was focused, he could have been one of the greatest of all time, but the guy had some demons.
He did. I mentioned the Ragnow stuff. It's going to be a huge part of the show. We're going to get into that starting next. The opening thoughts on Frank Ragnow's retirement. It's 97.1. And guys, been telling you, if you find yourself in a car accident, you need a law firm that cares about you. Been telling you about KG Law. That's the law firm you need to call. I know Lawrence KG and his team. They're staffed up to get you the biggest possible payout. 98% success rate. And we're not talking small settlements. They're going to fight to get you the biggest payouts. One example, over $600,000 for an intersection collision in Sterling Heights. You can see that and more on their website. That's kgcares.com. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
First Tiger to hit three homers in a game since 2016, Victor Martinez. That's Dan Dickerson on the call. Tigers wallop the White Sox. Choose your headline kind of night. Parker Meadows back. Kerry Bonds going deep three times. Mm-hmm. Bunch of defensive web gems. Take your pick. John, the story of yesterday was Frank Ragnow. The story, of course, broke once we were off the air. Broke during the midday show. Par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your take on it? Were you surprised?
I was shocked. Frank seems to me to be a guy, and I'm not saying he's not, that was going to scratch and claw for every minute of playing the game of football. And maybe that is the case. Maybe last year was the scratching and clawing just to get in 7 years, because he's had so many injuries. And they rack up over the course of your career. And I was telling you this, there's really three seasons for an NFL vet. Obviously you have your regular season, then you have surgery season, and then you have rehab season, and then you're back into the regular season. And there are so many of these after the season surgeries that are never reported. Nobody knows about. Most guys are back by OTAs at that point. And it's just, sometimes you got to go in and have a knee cleaned up. Sometimes you got to have a finger repaired. Sometimes you got to have, there's just a lot that goes into an off season. And for me, it sounds like Frank just had enough of surgery season. And I don't know if he had a surgery this off season. I would imagine he probably had something cleaned up or there was some type of rehab going on. We know he played with the torn pec. I don't think it was something that needed to be surgically repaired, but I don't know. And then in his statement, here's where I think the key is, and there's a lot of discussion that I think will come from his statement, but the Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout this process, and I can't emphasize this enough, how grateful I am for this team and all of the fans. I believe that this is, knowing Frank a little bit, knowing Dan Campbell, knowing that there is no conversation that is off limits, this is something that he probably at the exit meeting said, I'm going to need some time. And this is a possibility.
So the timing, I think, catches people off guard. This
sure.
Post-draft, post-free agency. How much was the team prepared? They knew that there was a chance he could retire at any point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has been discussed for a couple of years. But Frank publicly had shot all of it down, saying he was kind of annoyed by all of it. That he hadn't
last
May, he hadn't even considered retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe even January of this year, he downplayed some of the talk of his body wearing down. Now, maybe that was hopeful thinking because he desperately wants to play football. He loves playing football. The injuries he's played through, I didn't know a fractured throat was a thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Torn pec is not an injury you play through. He missed one game. And then this inoperable toe. I mean, the worst case of turf toe imaginable, they can't do anything about it. It's just going to be something he deals with for the rest of his life. dude's a warrior. My head was just spinning because it felt that he had kind of put this in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And I wasn't actively thinking that they'd be playing this fall without Frank Ragnow. Yeah. Then you throw in what looks like a misdirection, this contract stuff. Doesn't sound like there's any truth to that, but we had just talked about earlier in the day that he was unhappy with his contract because it was in the free press. Now it sounds like that was an incorrect report.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like this is about money at all.
It'll be interesting, you know, and in years down the road, right, there'll be people they'll give interviews. Hey, what's it been like after your first year of retirement? What do you miss? What did you like? What are you doing? And one of the questions will be, you know, what was the worst injury? I get asked that one all the time. And sometimes I'll talk about the ankle. We shared that, you know, after the groundskeeper got his knee blown out. But the fractured throat, that's one that I had as well. It's underreported, but I think it's a little bit more common than it happens. And it was the worst test. Obviously, the worst pain was the ankle. The scariest was the throat because you get punched in the throat, you can't breathe. And then the worst part was the test.
What's the test?
The test is you're sitting up at a chair, at least I was.
Yeah.
And you have this HD screen in front of you, and they stick a camera on a cord.
Yeah.
Through your nose.
Through your nose?
And down the back of your throat. And I'm watching on the camera as it's going through. And I obviously make the joke, you know, about boogers and all that stuff as it's going in. And then, but you have to remain at it, your head and neck at a certain angle so that the camera goes down and they're taking a look at your vocal cords and, oh, you got to, you know, this one's damaged. You won't be able to talk for X number of weeks and your voice may change, all that stuff. So that one was probably the scariest, but the worst test that you have to go through, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what his take is on his injuries after he's had a chance to, you know, come through and heal up even a little bit more now that he's not preparing for training camp.
We're going to get to where the Lions go from here at 6:35. We've got open lines. It's going to be a big part of the show today. If you have thoughts on an instant reaction to Frank Ragnow's retirement, what it means for the upcoming season, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather's news.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
A suspected human trafficking organization organized in Oakland County was just dismantled after a long six-month investigation. So the ring reportedly ran human trafficking and money laundering out of a massage parlor in Novi, Farmington, and Livonia. Authorities say these women were forced into sex work under the pretense of operating a legitimate massage service. Authorities identified three suspects that they believe were really responsible for running and profiting from this ring, and they were all arrested last month. Local police are warning against a dangerous new TikTok challenge.
Oh, boy.
Another one. Van Buren police responded to two separate incidents over the weekend in which homeowners reported that their front doors had been forcibly kicked in, right? Terrified that someone's breaking into their house. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out it was just a bunch of teens taking part in this challenge that's a twist on the classic ding dong ditch prank, which is harmless. The ding dong ditch is really hard. Right. I mean,
yes,
it's annoying, but harmless.
Right. Yeah. But this one, you go up to a house and instead of ringing the doorbell and running,
you kick
down
door?
The door. Yes.
Where? How does this? What? I'm speechless.
It's all, of course, being filmed and then
I'm posted
shared
on
online,
your social
I'm sure.
media. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Exactly.
Who's guilty?
Exactly. So one detective says ding dong ditch is one thing, but kicking doors in is a whole nother ball game. And he reiterates that one person could have a gun thinking that somebody is breaking in and who knows what's going to happen. It's very dangerous. And they're also emphasizing that, hey, if you participate in this prank, we're going to get you and you could be facing some serious legal consequences. So in Van Buren, they did find one group. There was a group of two that filmed one. And then there was another group of three teens. They're still looking for them that did the same thing. And it's happening not just here, but across the country in multiple states. And not only is it scary and could be very dangerous, but it's also leading to a lot of damage to these homeowners that now need to go replace their door frame.
The stupidity of it is
dumb.
You're posting it. You're posting your guilty
your crime
admission.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of was what you said. Someone with a gun,
yeah.
Their door gets kicked in.
Oh,
immediately
sure.
They're in defense. You don't want to be in that spot.
No, not at all. Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley has just landed on the cover of Madden NFL 26. Cool. Pretty cool for
sure.
Him. He was also named to the Madden 99 club.
It'll be a 99 overall in the game, John.
There you go. I was going to say, what
thank
is
you.
That
yes,
club?
Appreciate
thank you.
Yeah. I'm aware of that one.
I wasn't, so thank you. So he called both honors a dream come true. He said that he was grateful for his teammates, coaches, and Eagles fans for their support.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Good sure. choice.
So if you've ever experienced tattoo regret, you're not alone.
No.
Because Miley Cyrus is right there with you. She recently admitted in an interview with the New York Times that she regrets about 80% of her tattoos.
How which I haven't
is a
seen
lot.
Her lately. Does she have a lot? Like, does she have the arm sleeve? The
no, I don't think so. I no, not like yeah. that. But I'm imagining she's got a decent amount of them. I can picture one. I think on her rib cage she has.
Oh.
I don't know.
She's
but,
got quite a few. If you Google,
but she doesn't have like a sleeve.
No, but like there's enough.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. She's got a lot more. Yeah.
I had one removed.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, let's hear what she says.
Where did she get the cat tattooed?
Oh, John.
I'm not sure. Is it a picture of her cat? Is it the cat's name? The cat's paw? What is it? Who knows? But anyway, it sounds like Gen Zers and millennials are experiencing tattoo regret the most. So,
are those whiskers?
And that's Heather with the
my
news.
God.
I got the two grand slam in less than an hour. Frank Ragnow, where do the Lions go from here? Your instant reactions. John, it's 97.1.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's Mike Tirico, called in yesterday, or was part of, he was at the golf course, right? He didn't call in. He was with Karsh and Stoney. John, what do you think about that? Surprised more guys don't retire earlier.
I think we're going to see a lot of guys retire earlier than previously because they're making so much money. And there are some guys that just, they're going to go out kicking and screaming. They don't care how much money it is. They just don't know what they're going to do with their life after football. And neither one is the right way. They're all right. It's whatever it is for the individual. Here's what I hope for Frank is that you can take advice from former teammates, former players, your family, but that it ultimately was his decision. Because in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years, he's gonna at least think at some point, what if I had stayed? What if I had played one more or two more or three more years? It's just human nature. And I just hope that this was 100% his decision so that as your mind plays tricks on you later in life, there's no one to sit there and say, you know, you convinced me to do this and I should have played longer.
Well, and what I think is tough is he might not feel like it was his decision because his post says his body wouldn't let him. So in that way, he feels like spirit wants to fight. Body right. won't cooperate, so you kind of feel like it's robbed. Like he wants to be out
but
there,
but it's still his decision. It's his body's decision. Like it's not influenced by anybody else.
Right.
And again, you'll take advice from a lot of different people, but ultimately it's his decision to make because it's his body. He knows no one knows what he feels like other than him.
Yeah,
and it's. This is one of, and he addressed it, like it's the hardest decision of his life to stop what you have done your entire life. Your identity is being a football player, being a badass, yeah. The tough guy.
Damn good football player.
And now there's just, when you make this decision, your entire world changes.
Yeah, because it's your identity.
Yeah.
You went through it. What was it like for you?
Well, the difference was he made this decision. This decision was made for me. Right. The phone stopped ringing.
I know, but I just mean like that first fall without football and just trying to reimagine your life. That's who you were.
Yeah, the 10th year without football is no easier than the first year without football. I still have it. And we go to, obviously, we're down at Lions training camp. The worst day of the year for me. By far the worst is the day that guys report to training camp because it's especially now training camp's not like it used to be. And trust me, it's no Club Med, but you're going to play a game and we get wrapped up in edge defender and these different pluses and minuses for this roster and this team and this guy and how many years. But when it kind of comes down to it, it's a game. And there is nothing better in this world than getting paid to play a kid's game. And when you go to training camp, you get a chance because you've probably been gone for a little bit in the offseason. A lot of guys live in different cities, different areas. You're on vacation. Yeah, you're training. You're getting ready for a season. But then all of a sudden, especially for offensive linemen, all your best friends are coming back to town. You're going to get to spend every day, every minute talking football, living, breathing, dying football, and there's nothing better than that moment. And so that's the worst day of the year for me. And until I was doing this, that was a day where every year I would have to go fishing because I would have to be away. I would have to be doing something that I loved. And then the next worst one that he'll find out, that and the Lions played the Bears for the first regular season game. That was the Calvin Johnson catch, or not catch, whatever. Mm-hmm.
It was a catch. Yeah. Should have been a catch.
That moment where you feel like you should be with your team. Mm. You should be playing football. It's a game. And you wake up in this cold sweat because you're like, wait a second, what am I doing? I'm missing out. And so that's the next one. That's the next hurdle that he's going to have to get over, just emotionally, mentally, physically, all of those different things.
Some of the early ticket texts. And guys, we're going to have open lines. This is a huge story. Texter says, Frank has always said he believed he was going to play until the end of his contract. He must really be hurting because he strikes me as a man of his word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the guy was beat up.
And what was the text that I sent you?
Yeah, because I asked you, is this a ploy to get money because of what was in the news? And you go, that's not Frank.
It's not Frank. I believe his word.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. if you read the post, it details, yeah. like, hey, Lions are great. I tried to push my body. I can't. Texter says, guys, I'm panicking about the Lions. I held strong losing the coordinators, not adding much in free agency, and a draft that seemed average. Throwing a tough schedule, and now an all-pro center is gone, plus Zeitler? I'm terrified. This team wins through the offensive line, and it's gotten worse. We may see the same Goff we saw in the playoffs, and that's scary, Jared and Jackson.
So it certainly creates major concern. There's no question about it. And I wasn't that upset about Zeitler because of what I saw from Mahogany and in watching film with Ratledge. Like, that was a loss. There's no question about it. But I was looking at two, you know, basically both rookie guards, right? I know Mahogany, this is his second year, but he had, what, one start and a few extra reps. You're going into the season with two guards that are as green as you can imagine. But the saving grace was that Frank was at center.
Yeah.
Hey, if you make a mistake, a center can really help you out. And both guards being new, you've got two veterans, Decker and Sewell, on either side, and you got Frank in the middle. And so I'm looking at that going, we'll be all right. And in fact, I thought that this year's offensive line could have been better than last year's offensive line. I thought the upside from Mahogany over Glasgow, the upside of Ratledge eventually over Zeitler, and the youth, the extra mobility that you get with him could have been better than they had last year. But that was all anchored by having Frank in the middle.
It's the best word. He was an anchor. Yeah. He was. He was an all-pro. He was the best center in football against the run back-to-back years. The offense is predicated on running the football to set up play action. When you face these blitz heavy defenses, he's the guy identifying things as an experienced player. He brought toughness and grit that you couldn't measure. The idea that they're going to plug somebody else in at center, there will be a drop off. They will be a worse offensive line next season.
Oh yeah, there's no way they go into the season as arguably the best offensive line or even a top five offensive line. I would say that they're going to have to prove that they're even a top 10 offensive line.
That's concerning. To me, that's more concerning than coordinator changes. It's more concerning than who's the opposite Aiden Hutchinson pass rusher. It's more concerning than anything. That is the biggest concern I have for this football team because the texter's right. Goff turns into a pumpkin. You don't run the ball. You don't have a top offense. You are no longer a top team. That's the fear I have.
And, you know, by the time you get to week 8-9, this conversation should be much different. And part of that is Hank Fraley as offensive line coach. And I don't want to make this about, you know, my experiences, but I do have the experience to you know, lay on to this
yeah.
where I started as a rookie, started 16 games, and part of it, there are games where you look at a defense and it could be, you know, game 3 or 4, and you're like, I've got no idea what I'm looking at. And then you are looking to somebody in that offensive line that can help you. I had Trey Johnson, who was a Pro Bowl offensive guard. He was, my rookie year, he was as good of a guard as you were going to find in the NFL. And he was 5 or 6 years into his career, very knowledgeable, smart as he was good physically. And having that next to me was a huge comfort.
Yeah.
Because there are times where I would overset a guy, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's Trey. And even in the middle of play, he's like, I got you. So Ratledge, if he's at guard, and we have no idea where they're going to be. I know he's practicing at center.
Yeah.
But let's just play this out. If he's a guard and Mahogany's a guard. Now, if there's something that happens on a twist with the tackle, okay, hey, Penei Sewell, I got you. All right. Graham Glasgow, as experienced as he is a little bit at this point of his career limited physically. And whether he's at guard or he's at center, there's going to be a couple of rookies next to each other. There's going to be a center that is not as good as the center that you had. And so that I got you moment might not be there for two very young, inexperienced players.
So there's something that we need to address coming up next, which is who is playing center for this football team. You kind of threw out the two names that most people are considering, Glasgow, Ratledge. Want to get your thoughts on the pros and cons and where they may go with that. We, of course, want to know how big a deal this is for the season. I mean, people are texting in saying this changes my outlook completely. We'll get phone calls, ticket texts, and more. Frank Ragnow retires. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
$7.25, we've got the two Grand Slam, a chance to win $2,000. We're talking Frank Ragnow, retired yesterday. Caught off guard just because it felt like he had put this stuff in the rear view. He was feeling better, but his body's let him down. And it's a brutal game, and he walks away. And now the Lions have to pick up those pieces. John, there's no mincing words. You lose an all-pro center. The identity of your offense is your offensive line. It's the grit. It's the toughness that Frank brought to the table. They are not as good a football team.
No, and they're not as good of an offensive line. But I've already mentioned Hank Fraley with young. I think he is one of the top two or three offensive line coach in the NFL. And sneaky, great move, or at least sneaky move for the Lions, is giving him the extra title of run game coordinator,
keeping him,
and having him as your offensive line coach in a time of transition. Not losing him to OC at Seattle, not losing him to Chicago going with Ben Johnson or with Aaron Glenn to the Jets. So, yeah, great move that he is still here. And again, I think he's one of the top offensive line coaches, and he's going to be sought after every offseason moving forward. Just get ready for that.
But I think, okay, so some of this, like we get this ticket texter. Huge blow, but Brad has been making moves for this. Hank Fraley on staff, Holmes crafting the roster. We need to relax. I think it's okay to be apprehensive right now. Like, I think this is a coping thing to be like, we're going to be okay. You're not going to get the same production out of rookies and a shaky interior of your offensive line.
Anytime,
it's okay to acknowledge that. It's okay.
Change is always difficult. Change can be for the better. But what does change for the better mean for this offensive line? In 2 years? In 3 years? It's a better offensive line because, again, they're making some moves. You're developing Mahogany. You're developing Ratledge. You're developing Manu. I think there's a spotlight on that pick right now.
Big picture, long term, yes. This season, though, like, John, before you tell me who you think should play center, we got a guy on hold that wants to make a case. Okay. So let's give Matt and Graham Blank a shot first. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, so I'm thinking, when Frank was drafted, at Arkansas, he pretty much became a premier center right off the bat, right?
He played guard for his first year.
Okay, so why can't Ratliff do the same thing and he's not injured? So it's all doom and gloom, it seems like, with this guy coming in, this young 24-year-old, who's the same size. Frank was 6'5".
Matt,
this guy's 6'6".
He didn't play center at all in college, and center in the NFL comes with a lot of moving pieces. Ragnow was a center in college and did a year at guard to acclimate. The idea that Ratliff is going to come in and you're going to have all-pro production, he's going to identify blitzes the same rate as an all-pro, I don't see it.
But you have a two-time All-American, so the guy knows how to play football, is my point. So you can argue that point all you want, but the guy knows how to play football. He's not stupid.
No,
he can learn the position.
He's not Frank.
Yes, he can learn the position. And so
I didn't say it was Frank.
So then they're worse.
No. Okay, so hold on a second here. And Matt, this will give you a little bit of validity in what you're saying. Graham Barton last year was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He became their starting center. He played center his freshman year at Duke, but then played 3 years at left tackle. So at least he had a season in college football of playing center. It's not a huge transition to go from guard to center. Everything looks the same. And you got the same view. When I went from tackle to guard, my world seemed like it changed because the view was completely different. I do think that he can make that shift, but there's going to be a learning curve. He is not going to be an all-pro center if that's the route they go as a rookie.
Do you think that's the route they go? Or do they go Graham because he's a vet and let Ratliff play his first year at the NFL at the guard position while still cross-training at center to eventually slide over? Because athletically, he looks like he could play the center position.
Yeah, it depends on his football IQ because all of the calls come from the center. Now, Graham will be there, whether he's center or guard, to help him with identifying all of these defenses.
The mic, the blitzing.
And again, I always go back to like my rookie year. I didn't know as much my rookie year as I clearly did as a fourth or fifth year player. And it's just impossible to know because experience does matter in the game of football, of playing offensive line. And he may be able to go in there and play a really good center position. But there are going to be moments where you're playing against, you know, I mean, pick any defense. They've got Kansas City. There's going to be confusing looks.
Yep.
And, all right, you've got to block Chris Jones and make all these calls, get the center quarterback exchange down, and then once that's all done, the real work begins because you got to block Chris Jones. And so they won't be as good to start the season without Frank Ragnow. He was an all-pro center. It's just common sense.
Yeah.
But
I don't think people should be downplaying that.
No. And so they won't be as good of an offensive line to start the season. Here's where I think they're going to be eventually okay. The starting five, and whether it's Ratliff at center or it's Glasgow at center, they're going to have a good offensive line. Is it a top five? No. But they're going to have a good offensive line. The issue becomes if someone on the interior gets hurt.
Right.
Depth now becomes a major issue because what did we say before? If you got Mahogany and Ratliff at both guards and you got Frank at center, well, then you've got Graham Glasgow backing up all three positions. Now Graham is going to be one of the starters and you don't have that same depth. That, if there's an injury, now it becomes a much bigger issue.
So Mahogany started one game last year. Ratliff has played zero NFL football.
You have two rookies essentially on the interior of your offensive line.
Yeah, and we know Goff is not a mobile quarterback, and the fastest way to the quarterback's up the middle. And if you have breakdowns up the middle, he doesn't have the escapability to extend those plays. Those become heavy losses or turnovers.
And this now becomes a coordinator issue, which we know it John Morton, new play caller, to this Lions offense. He is going to have to take that into account when you are calling protections. Thankfully, very thankfully, you've got two reliable tackles. You got the best tackle in the NFL at right tackle. Mm-hmm. You've got a very quality tackle in Taylor Decker. So you got two guys that you're going to lean on in regards to, hey, sometimes you're going to have to be one-on-one. And Penei Sewell, hey, if you're going to be the protector of the year, the new offensive line award, then you're going to have to block all these guys one-on-one, in large part, because we're going to have to call protections to make sure that we solidify and we give confidence to an inexperienced two guys on the interior of that offensive line.
Right, so it's all about play design. You need to set the edge, and you have one of the most dynamic running backs in the game. So what this might look like is keeping LaPorta in more if you have a problem, or six offensive linemen with Skipper back out there more.
Extra two tight end sets.
You've got to play to your strength, and your tackles are your strengths. And who's not to say I want Glasgow to play center? I just think for a ton of reasons you want a guy who can a center, a QB exchange, little things like that. You're going to probably see a fumble this year there.
You might.
The odds have increased on little things like that. But I think this whole bit that's the doom and gloomers or people saying that we are or the world's ending, this is all tracking towards the Lions surviving the first half of the season with this problem now and with the McNeil problem and getting this
and
thing.
And the coordinators.
And the coordinators fine-tuning for the second half and a run. A
lot of winnable games in the second half. You should still win this division, and then you need to be playing your best ball in January and February.
Right.
It's always been that. It's just, Ticket Texture puts it this way. If you guys think this is a big concern, are either one of you going to change your win expectations? I am willing to chop a win off. I think early in the season, I'm willing to go down from 13 to 12. I think it's significant losing Frank Ragnow. I was already kind of between 12 and 13 and thought, they'll eke out one. I'm gonna reel it back. I'm going to go 12 and 5. I think this is a big deal.
It is a big deal. I'm not ready to make that shift. I need to see, and I'm not ready to say that Graham is the center. I think Ratledge could be the center. There's nothing that says that he can't, but it is going to be how many reps is he going to be able to get with Jared Goff? How many CQ exchanges? There'll be thousands of them before the season starts.
It does make it, though, they should decide on someone sooner rather than later. Not today, but like, don't drag it into camp too far, because I want someone to get those reps with Goff consistently. Well, right?
I'll tell you why they have an advantage going into training camp.
Oh, I know where you're going. We'll do this after the update. More of your thoughts, Ticket Text, phone calls. Frank Ragnow retires. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.